We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
The World Health Organization has declared
the coronavirus is a pandemic.
COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
All experts agree this is going to get worse.
Absolutely dead.
Il y a personne. Regardez, on peut aller fouiller dans les couloirs, on peut faire absolument ce qu'on veut. Je comprends pas.
Not many people were in there at all.
Like a ghost town in this hospital.
We've just been locked down in Gloucestershire for an empty hospital. Look, I am so angry.
So there's nobody even in there?
Nobody's in there.
Nobody's in the hospital? How is that possible in a medical pandemic?
That's fake news, that's why. That's fake news, that's why.
It's Lucy and Jeff going for walks and talks, talk about banksters and Bitcoin and the apocalypse and stuff. It's Lucy and Jeff and tacos and kisses.
How you doing today, Lucy?
Well, pretty good, pretty good.
What do you think of those TikTok dancing nurses?
Well, sure seems like they got a lot of free time on their hands.
I guess all that dancing, they must work up quite an appetite for tacos.
And if they're anything like me, they're gonna eat those tacos and give lots of cash.
Oh yes, it's the mystical art of confusion called Fao Qi. I think more and more people are catching on, aren't they? It's only been a year and a half. But it does appear like a lot more people are catching on. So we're gonna see what happens. They're probably going to do something else next. Probably be some war or something. War. There's terrorist attacks killing lots of people. Like they always do. But yeah, it's freedom over Fauchism. Fraudsy. And Kill Gates, of course. You know, over the last year and a half, I've been like this. A better world is possible. We're so fucked. Me. Like I said, I've said many times, it's just like a big 3D video game. So you know, all this crazy stuff going on in the world, if you just pay attention to it all and you get totally focused on it, you'll basically go crazy because everything's crazy. Like those TikTok dancing nurses for like a year and a half now. And Fauci just every day with new rules. And people listen still, some of them. As long as your life's pretty decent, that's pretty much kind of the important part. And if you're doing the meditation and self-work, then you really don't care what happens. And then you can really just enjoy the game. And it's a great game. I would never have believed any of this if I didn't see it with my own eyes. And so, yeah, I kind of bounce back and forth between it's going to be hell on earth or there's a lot of hope. And like I said, the most important thing is work on yourself. Then nothing really matters. But there's quite a bit of hope, actually. There's a lot of things going on. We're going to get into that in this video. And there's lots of crazy stuff, of course. This has been so insane. I see there's a new movie out. A Bill Gates production. Fauci, the true psycho, now playing. I've never seen such beautiful tyranny. Adolf Hitler. Fauci gets high marks. Joseph Stalin. 4 stars from Genghis Khan. And Satan says, getting praised while destroying the world? He's no ordinary man. He's my lord. Of course, all these guys. Gates, Fauci. Every politician, basically. And every celebrity, basically, is all in the big club, which is mostly, basically, a satanic, humanity-hating pedophile network, basically, is what it is. Like, how many people did Jeffrey Epstein hang out with? Like, he's hung out with everybody. Hung out with Trump. Hung out, like we showed yesterday. Actually, it wasn't Epstein. It was his sidekick, Ghislaine Maxwell, with Elon Musk. And so does it come as any surprise that Fauci also was involved with Epstein? Fauci is longtime friends with Epstein-connected scientists who got hired by Biden. Disgraced government employee. They don't need to put the word disgrace there. If you're a government employee, you're a disgrace. Dr. Anthony Fauci is longtime friends with the current Joe Biden White House science advisor, Eric Lander. The late accused human trafficker, Jeffrey Epstein, claimed that he funded Lander, and records reveal that Lander met with Epstein after Epstein's conviction for pedophilia. Epstein, of course, was good friends with Fauci's ally and vaccine-pushing partner, Bill Gates. Here's a show with Dr. Shiva. Fauci traveled in circles with Epstein and Weinstein. Dr. Shiva Ayadura has a PhD in biological engineering from MIT, is a candidate for U.S. Senate in Massachusetts, and the former husband of actress Fran Drescher. He accuses Fauci of not following modern science and being part of tainted academia beholden to Big Pharma. No kidding. He equated Fauci to a starfucker. They all hang out at the same parties. It's one incestuous clan. They're all friends with Jeffrey Epstein. They all know Harvey Weinstein. Shutting down the country is the absolute wrong thing to do, according to Dr. Shiva. He states that only those with the virus should stay at home, and all others should be free to resume their normal daily activities, but should take the proper dosages of vitamins to support their immune systems. That's a crazy idea. If you're sick, stay home. You know, that's what everyone always used to do. And it's still what you should do. Especially if you got the, oh, it's so bad. It doesn't even exist. It's just the flu. It's the COVID-19! 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 Yeah, they're all connected, as always. Wow, a high-level source just sent me this photo, says that it shows Dr. Fauci with, who would have guessed, George Soros and Bill Gates' father, among others. Yeah, they're all in the big club. This is a little bit of an older story, but shows you just all the connections. Contact tracing group funded by George Soros and Bill Gates. Bill, you never stop. You're everywhere. Chelsea Clinton on board of trustees. Oh, Chelsea. Partners in Health, a contact tracing company, lists both George Soros Open Society Foundation. Oh, Open Societies. And the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation as official partners and supporters who contributed $1 million or more, according to a 2015 annual report. Chelsea Clinton serves on Partners in Health's Board of Trustees. Partners in Health was founded by Jim Kim, who is now the president of the UN World Bank and Paul Farmer, whose health programs have been funded in the past by Soros. Democrat Representative Bobby Rush introduced H.R. 6666. What? They don't even try to ever hide these things. The COVID-19 Trace Act that authorizes the federal government to grant approved entities the right to conduct contact tracing for COVIDs at individuals' residences. Contact tracing involves investigators tracing every interaction that infected people have. Ah, infected people. That just means basically tax slaves. the goy or the... What are they? A lot of them call just regular people, not people in the club. They call them the, they have a word for it. Get out the Jeopardy music. It's a strange word. They call them the, something like disgusting. Did I get it right? Oh, I think I remember it now. Now that I've already lost Jeopardy. It's the vulgar and the... Oh, what's the second one? Jeopardy music, please. Vulgar and disdain, I want to say, but it's not that. The vulgar and the... Basically dirty. That's what they think of us. Here's an article from nationalfile.com about Fauci, Gates, and medical tyranny. 2018, a Chinese government entity that has partnered with the Melinda Gates Foundation led a delegation of public health experts to the Wuhan Institute of Virology. In December 2018, kill you everywhere. How'd you know to go to Wuhan? After the lab had already begun its bat COVID research funded by Dr. Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. In October 2019, Fauci announced a partnership between the Gates Foundation, they're everywhere, and Fauci's agency, in which the Gates Foundation pledged to spend $100 million. The American Journal of Managed Care reported on October 28, 2019, the National Institute of Health has announced plans to invest at least $100 million over the next 4 years to develop gene-based therapies. So how did they know? They were already developing this in 2019. Gene-based therapies. You heard of anything like that lately? For two diseases, HIV, which actually doesn't really exist, and sickle cell disease. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, will also contribute $100 million to the goal of advancing these potential cures with an aim towards providing affordable, globally available treatment that will be accessible to patients in low-resource settings. Ah, patients in low-resource settings. That means poor people. They're going to try to kill all the poor people. That's what it means. National Institute of Health owns a financial stake in the Bill Gates-funded Moderna COVID vaccine, raising big questions about the supposedly impartiality of the federal government's policy decisions during the COVID outbreak, which never actually happened. NIAID director Dr. Fauci, a financial ally of Bill Gates, whose institute is part of the National Institute of Health, has been critical of hydroxychloroquine, and the FBI even raided a health spa serving intravenous vitamin C, which are competitors to a vaccine. Yeah, vitamins are a competitor to getting sterilized and killed. I definitely recommend vitamins. We do have some particular stake in the intellectual property for the Moderna vaccine, stated Francis Collins, the director of the National Institute of Health, in a revelatory recent economic club panel discussion. One of the vaccines, the one that's furthest along, what started actually at the federal government in our own vaccine research center at NIH, then worked with a biotechnology company called Moderna to get to where we are now, with very impressive phase one results, and getting ready to go into a large-scale trial as early as July. That one, of course, we do have some particular stake in the intellectual property. I'm sure you do. Fauci and Gates, huh? How are they so smart? They're already developing a gene therapy vaccine in 2019, and now it's here. So smart! What people think a killer clown looks like, what one actually looks like. Yes, your government scares the shit out of you in order to take away your freedom. I can't believe we still have to explain this to people after all this time. World wars, economic depressions, false flags, pandemics, school shooters, nuclear weapons, climate catastrophe, political correctness, governments lie, people die. Yeah, they mentioned nuclear weapons there. Now I see Bill Gates is developing a nuclear reactor. Will someone please stop him? He's gone completely insane. He's trying to kill everything on Earth. He's trying to block out the sun. He's trying to genocide everybody. And now he's building a nuclear reactor. You know, if Iran did that, it'd be a huge issue. But Bill Gates is doing it with his buddy Warren Buffett. Oh, it's fine. Should be fine. Oh, yeah. I'm sure it'll be fine. And I've said, well, you remember at the very beginning, right? They don't talk about the grandmas that much anymore. I think that's like kind of like they're done with that. But that's how it all started, right? It's like, oh, there's this thing. Everyone's going to be fine. It's just like the flu because it's the flu. But hey, if you get it, then you give it to your grandma. She might die. So stay in your house for a year and a half and get genocided for grandma. Well, as I pointed out so many times, we've shown so many tear-jerking, horrible, but in some ways nice videos. The ones where the grandmas are scratching on the glass because they're in solitary confinement for a year and showing a picture of their family and like kissing it and hugging it. That one was really sad. So yeah, that's what grandmas have been getting for like a year and a half. If you don't care about your grandma and you have her in a home, which isn't your home, in places like Canada, they've actually been dying. They actually don't even give them water. And I'm not joking. This, like, the government has said this in Canada. So yeah, all this is for the grandmas. Well, pretty sure the grandmas don't want it. And here's another video that's quite great in one way and quite horrific in another. Here's a couple that have been married for 73 years. Watch out, Lucy. Got a golf cart coming. I see him. I just keep walking. I just keep doing my walks. So they've been married for 73 years. And so they got to be like nearly 100 years old. I don't know how long they've been apart, but I would not doubt it at all if they separated them like a year and a half ago, you know, for their own safety. You know, when you're 98, you know, you don't want to be with your 98-year-old husband in your very final last days, which very clearly she looks like she is. And yeah, it'd be better if you get locked up in solitary confinement for a year and a half so that you don't die from the COVIDs. So after maybe a year and a half, they allowed them to see each other again.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh. Oh. Oh my God. Oh. 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 Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Are you here? Oh. Oh my God. Oh.
Okay, you're on.
And I hear correctly, they're like, you guys can stay together for 1 or 2 days. And then what? Separate them again? Solitary confinement again? Till when? For like, till they dead, basically. That's what they're doing to a lot of the grandmas out there. And this is what a lot of people support. This is the world we live in. Yeah, stop the lockdowns, start the lockups. That's enough. Now let's go to the sports part of this video. I said, because Canadians, so many of them are super brainwashed. And like, I even knew this like decades ago. They super brainwashed them with their free government healthcare, how they're so lucky. It's like the worst. I haven't gone to a hospital in Cuba or Venezuela, but I've gone to a few in Canada. And it is like, you would think you were in Cuba or Venezuela. And they never have enough people. And you can hardly get in to see anybody. And this is before the COVIDs. Now that they have the COVIDs, the hospital is empty, of course, because it's a deadly pandemic. But so many Canadians are brainwashed. And anything to do with health stuff, like they really believe, like, they're so lucky that they have communist healthcare, medical care. It's not even healthcare. Obviously, the medical system has nothing to do with health. If they did, you go to the doctor, you'd say some part of your body kind of hurts that didn't hurt before, like your stomach. And he'd go, what are you eating? And you'd go, McDonald's. And if he was a real doctor or a guy who actually cared about your health, he'd go, stop it, eat some salads, fast for a few days. Your body will regenerate. But no, they don't do stuff like that. But I said, in Canada, the one thing that might wake some people up is hockey. It's the only thing a lot of Canadians really care about. They really don't care about a lot other than hockey. And I said, because they're still playing in front of like tiny crowds. There's only two Canadian teams left. They have to play in their own division because the border, the imaginary line, has been closed for like a year and a half with no real plans to ever open it. But after this, it looks like Montreal's up like 3-0 right now. So it's a best of seven. So if they win the game, which is tonight, that'll be it. Montreal will be in. It looks like they're definitely going to win. Although you never know, is chance. But no, I think Montreal Canadiens are going to go on. And I said, when they have to go down to like Las Vegas, like look at the crowds in Las Vegas. Or they might end up playing Tampa Bay. And then, because of the imaginary line being closed, they wouldn't even be able to, they'd have to actually go down and play in the U.S. And I said, if that happened, Canadians would go crazy because they'd be like, they get to play in front of full crowds, and then we have to play in front of their full crowds too. We have no home games. So I said, something's going to happen. Am I surprised? How am I like right on everything almost all the time? Like, not bragging, it's just like shocking. Canadian Brainwashing Corporation news alerts. Breaking. The federal government has approved a travel exemption for the final two rounds of the Stanley Cup playoffs that would allow NHL teams to cross the Canada-US imaginary line without quarantining. Oh, they don't have to go to the FEMA camps. That's cool. Players and club personnel will be subject to enhanced public health measures. Oh, thanks, Theresa Tom. Then you go read the comments. Oh, so painful. Like, all of these people have been 12 years of government indoctrination camps. They drink fluoride. They're vaccinated. They can barely think. Like, look at this comment. This is from Bob Loblaw. So they are risking the virus being spread all over again because of some silly basketball game? Who made politicians in charge of it anyway? That comment doesn't even make any sense. First of all, he thinks it's a basketball game. Like, you're that fluoridated. It's like, they shouldn't allow that. The virus is gonna spread all over again. And then he says, who made politicians in charge of it anyway? And then what he's saying is the government should be shutting all this stuff down. Like, these people are they're so brainwashed. It's painful. Like, I just avoid reading any of the comments usually. There's a few more comments. From WRW, these exemptions are the first step to vaccine passports. If you don't like vaccine passports, I guarantee you have not been vaccinated or want to be vaccinated. To put it another way, there's no need for vaccine passports if everyone is vaccinated. So that guy's like, everyone get the genocidal jab so we don't have vaccine passports. It's like, that's basically what a vaccine passport is, WRW. And there's the opinionator. Oh, hell no, Justin Trudeau. Sports is not essential. What is essential is people who have been caregivers and grieving from losses, because we need a break. It's troubling when I can't even buy a plug for my bathtub at the dollar store in Ontario and sports is happening. Hell no. So that person's like, we're all so tired from the pandemic. All the hospitals are empty. Actually, in Canada, they're not. I'm sure they're not empty because it's communist medical system. It's probably very busy. But no one with the COVIDs. So that person's like, no, you can't allow this. It's like, have you not noticed this person, they've had like full games in Dallas, in Florida for months now. UFC fights. No, there's nothing. Even the cases are all down, which is strange. I think they're doing something because that's just strange that they like they're way down. But you still have these people like, hell no. Obviously that kind of person doesn't even probably have a job. It's probably like some 60-year-old woman who's on her socialist insecurity in Canada. And she's like, shut it down. I don't want to die. This is the world we live in. But here's the craziest. I was waiting for something pretty crazy. I thought maybe they'd make like LeBron James get the COVIDs, you know, just to really fuck with people. Like they just love it. And that would just give people like, oh my God, it's like Magic Johnson. Remember in the 80s, he had to quit playing sports ball because he got the AIDS. Yeah, I saw Magic last year, or 2 years ago, actually. I'm losing track of time. In Capri, Italy, with LL Cool J and all these guys. Magic was looking awesome. I don't know how he survived.
My money.
You sleep with money? Every night?
Yeah, I like to keep it close. You don't think that...
It's incredible. Mitch, these boys could be onto something. Take a look. That's a sample of HIV-infected blood. You can clearly see the HIV attacking the white blood cells, right? All right, now watch what happens when we introduce some cash. My God, the HIV particles are receding.
He's had AIDS for like 40 years. It's because AIDS isn't what they say it is. And there is no virus called HIV. There's no virus with any of this stuff. That's another Dr. Frautzy fraud. So I thought, oh, they'll probably just like, you know, in the final, game 7, pull LeBron out, say he has the COVIDs, get everyone like, oh gosh, he's gonna die. And now the team lost and it's all because of the COVIDs. They shouldn't even be playing. This is crazy. But they haven't. And part of it is, with the big sports, if people didn't even have sports to watch, they'd probably be rioting already. That's why it's called Bread and Circuses. It's you know, a thing for guys to go and get all their anger and aggression out by watching real guys doing athletic things while they just sit there and eat their pizza and their nachos and their beer and get all fat. But I think the reason is, like, no one's even mentioned, like, no one's been out. The whole NHL playoffs, not one person. I think they said, okay, if we shut down the playoffs for the COVIDs, people are going to go crazy, especially in Canada. They'd actually riot in Canada. They riot all the time over hockey. That's what most riots in Canada are for. Like, I was there for two massive riots in Vancouver, and both times they lost Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Finals. And this is what it looked like.
Vancouver transformed into a war zone. Fires erupted in busy downtown intersections. Flames shot 30 feet into the air. Storefronts smashed by looters grabbing everything in sight as people dangled from light poles, while police in full force struggled to contain the crowd with tear gas.
Of course, if you remember, Vancouver erupted in similar riots in 1994, the last time the team, Robin, lost Game 7 of a Stanley Cup final.
I think they had it like... One athlete has to at least have COVIDs for this to be a pandemic, right? Not die or anything, because no one dies. It's been like the craziest pandemic. No one ever dies. Not one athlete, not one actor. And so I think they picked like a sport. They're like, okay, which sport can we like fuck around with a little bit? But like their audience isn't the kind of people who will riot. And they're probably thinking it's probably Soros and Kill and Oprah and Musk and all those guys. And they're like, golf. Golf is mostly like older white guys watch it. They don't really riot much. Let's do it to golf. And they did. Here's what I posted on Twitter. This guy's leading a major PGA event. And then he's told he has the COVIDs and is forced to leave. Yes, the COVIDs is so bad. You can win PGA titles while you have the COVIDs. What a horrible pandemic. The bodies are piling up everywhere. And this is what it looked like when they told him.
It was just spectacular to see. Tomorrow will be fun, folks. Again, 2:30 special start time tomorrow, live tomorrow. Jack, look forward to sharing it once again with you, the final round here on CBS.
Thank you, Jim.
What's going on here? Somebody just gave John some news. This is not good. And we have no idea, folks. We have no idea. We just passed along some information, and you could see just instant devastation.
Like, that poor guy, he was like six strokes ahead. I don't know if he's ever won a title. I don't think so. I've never heard of him. I pay a little attention to golf. I kind of like golf a little bit. I thought it was pretty cool when Phil Mickelson won. I don't know, you know, how scripted, but with golf, like, it's pretty tough to, like, you still got to be really good, right? But I've never heard of this guy. So this is probably going to be his first PGA title. It was on day three. He's up by like six strokes. Like, he's like almost a sure thing to win a PGA title. He's been working his whole life for it. And then these guys come up and go, hey, we just got the Schwab test back. You got the COVID. You're going to have to come with us. Horrible. I haven't seen what he said about it. Like, this guy needs to be speaking out. Now, he probably knows if he speaks out and goes, this is bullshit. I'm totally fine. Like, if this is the COVIDs, everyone should have the COVIDs. But he probably knows if he speaks up a little too much, all of a sudden he loses all his sponsors. And that's how it all works. And, you know, most people sell their soul. And that's what it is. When you don't say what you really believe and you do it because you either don't want to lose money or you want to make money, that's basically selling your soul. So who knows? Maybe he has said something, but I haven't heard anything. So he probably just, I guess I just got to take it. It's all part of the system. The problem isn't a lack of money, food, water, or land. The problem is that you've given control of these things to a group of greedy psychopaths who care more about maintaining their own power than helping mankind. Meanwhile, let's go back to Canada. I saw this headline just today. I haven't looked into it. Mysterious brain syndrome grips Canada. Gabriel Cormier, Bente, oh no, I forget my French. Well, it's Bente in Spanish anyway. 20 years old, who's one of the youngest patients afflicted by extreme fatigue, involuntary jerking movements, memory lapses, and hallucinations from a mysterious brain syndrome. Involuntary jerking movements. Where have we seen that happen before?
This is right now. I've even taken two Valiums. And this is how much my body just controls the move. And I know I have a lot of support. But a lot of you people on Facebook are really mean. I didn't ask for this.
She's still shaking, folks.
Breathe, baby. Can you talk to me? Can you say anything? Can you say anything, baby?
Yeah, that's a mysterious brain syndrome. Where could they be getting this? Yeah, that lady is well known. There's so many, actually, if you just look. People get the jab, and then they shake, and some of them, they just never stop. So they're basically shaking like that, which has got to be absolutely hell for them. Like, absolutely. And now in Canada, there's a mysterious brain syndrome. I wonder what that could be. And that's exactly what I said was going to happen. All of these vaxes and all their effects is going to be the new COVIDs. Anyone want to bet mysterious brain syndrome gets tied into COVID's 21 sim. Oh, it's a COVID's variant in Canada. It's a Canadian variant. And it causes all kinds of like shaking and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's the vax. Oh, the jab. It's not like there's not tons of information about... Where should we go, Lucy? I wonder if we can go down here. Let's try down here. Let's see what happens. What do you think? Well, it sounds pretty gooey. Yeah, I'm having a nice walk today. It's not too hot. Greta!
How dare you!
It's not like there's not a ton of evidence of how horrible these jabs have been. Like we talked about the other day, 4 out of 5 kids have lifelong trauma-causing side effects. 4 out of 5. You want to take your chance on that with your kid? If you do, you probably don't really care about your kid. And now, COVID's vaccines lead to new infections and mortality. The evidence is overwhelming. This article by Dr. Gérard Delépine was first published in French on our French language website, Mondialisation de Dotsia. This article demonstrates unequivocally that mortality and morbidity has increased dramatically as a result of the vaccine. I'm so shocked. The incidence of COVID's positive tests has also increased. And everywhere, they've been followed by a dramatic rise in new infections and mortality for several weeks or months. Dr. Delépine carefully analyzes the pre- and post-vaccine trends for 14 countries and major regions of the world. The latest official figures for the European Union, which are rarely acknowledged by the mainstream media, indicate the following. From late December 2020 to May 22, 2021, 12,184 deaths and 1,196,190 injuries. That's okay. It's safe. Didn't Michael Obama say it's safe? Following injections of 4 experimental COVID shots, Moderna, Pfizer, BioNTech, AstraZeneca, and the J&J. Serious injuries are of the order of 604,744. More than 50% have total injuries. The Pfizer-BioNTech mRNA gene-edited vaccine has resulted in the largest number of fatalities. Total reactions for its mRNA vaccine, I can't pronounce that word, 5,961 deaths and 452,779 injuries. While Pfizer has the largest number of deaths and injuries, the EU Commission has largely placed the blame on AstraZeneca. Ironically, not only does Pfizer have a criminal record with the U.S. Department of Justice for fraudulent marketing, the EU Commission has chosen Pfizer-BioNTech as its reliable partner for the production of 1.8 billion doses over the next 3 to 4 years in a contract which is currently under negotiation. Oh, they already have a contract for 3 to 4 years worth of vaccinations. Is not going to end, is it? No, it's not. It's going to end probably in 2025, unless people wake up. Because that's when the World Bank said a long time ago, that's the end date of this psychological operation. Remember the plague that wiped out the Amish because they don't vaccinate their children? Yeah, me neither. Yeah, this pandemic's so bad. The hospitals, they're so full. Here's a chart of health services spending growth fell in early 2020. So this is health services spending. It had a record low amount of spending during the pandemic. That's so strange. That doesn't make any sense. Nothing makes any sense. I got vaccinated so I can travel. You're now at risk of blood clots and can't fly. Yep. I love this. This is the funniest thing ever. It really is. And of course, we've talked a lot in the last year and a half about how it's almost impossible to wake people up to what's going on. And it's because they're under mind control. And they're also basically in a fear state because they've been trained that way their entire lives, especially in the US, where like every week, it's like North Korea's gonna nuke the US, Iran's gonna, it's weapons of mass destruction, it's the anthrax, it's the Ebola. So many people have just been trained to just live in total fear. And when you live in total fear, you cannot think. You just cannot. And they're just massively mind controlled. And I don't know how many times over the last year and a half, so many people said, I just can't wake, you know, my parents up or my friends up or anything. No, you pretty much can't. They're under mind control. I would point out, though, that there is ways to wake people up from mind control. There's actually a great course. It's a 2-day course. It's all online. I get nothing from it. It's by Larkin and Amanda Rose, and it's called Candles in the Dark. I'll put a screenshot of it on screen, along with the website address. And it's actually made to wake people up out of their status programming, but it works for any programming. It works for COVID's programming as well. And there's really only one way to talk to brainwashed people. And Larkin has figured it all out. So if you really do care, like I know most of us just don't care anymore. It's like, whatever, just kill them all. But if you do care, like maybe about some family member, your husband, or your wife, or your kids, I've seen a bunch of that. Take that course and you'll actually know how to talk to them. If you actually understand and put it into practice and do it, you should be able to wake them up out of their mind control. But if you don't, this is what it looks like.
Is that all right? Are you aware of the MRHA Yedikarsky at all? So how you would log any adverse events?
Okay.
Do you know there's an average of 8 people per day that have died of this experimental vaccination and the trials don't end until 2023?
I don't want to be filmed.
You don't have to be filmed, just filming me, it's fine. Are you aware of any of those statistics?
We're aware.
If you're not aware of MRHA, I don't know if you are. All I'm asking is for people to have informed consent, that's it. So if I can give you this, you can put information on here. You don't want it?
Yeah. I've done a lot of
research. You've done a lot of research, but you don't know what the MRHA yellow card scheme is?
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't say you have informed consent if you don't even know about that.
Thanks for your opinion.
All right. Right, we're just trying to help people. That's all we're doing.
Right now,
because
I hear, even though we don't really like this idea.
Where you can log any adverse events that you have to all here today. Have you done your research about the vaccine? Do you know everything that's in it?
Yeah.
You do? What's the most concerning ingredient? Do you know what mRNA is? You're happy to take it without being informed? Yeah. Hi guys, can I just give you some information about today? No, you can't. Do you know about the MRHA scheme? Do you know about the MRHA scheme?
I don't want to know.
You don't want to know?
I said no. It's fine.
You don't need to be rude about it. I'm just trying to engage with people. That's all I'm doing.
I've said no.
No, but you and all the chance to do is make sure
people
know
how to log
your adverse events.
I've just said I don't want to.
How old are you?
18.
18?
Yeah.
You don't have the risk of you even catching
COVID. I just don't want to know. Right? Is that
okay? You can all be rude. That's fine.
Not being rude. It's just not wanting to know.
Can I give you a leaflet on the vaccine at all? You're not interested? Do you know about the MRHA scheme? The yellow card scheme? Where you'd log adverse events? Do you know the ingredients of the vaccine that you're vaccinating? We're only trying to make sure that people are informed before they go in, have your vaccine, and if you have any adverse events, there's a yellow card scheme. Do you know an average of 8 people are dying per day?
Yeah, the sheep cannot be woken up on their way to the slaughter. So you just got to take care of yourself and be ready for whatever's coming next. And we'll have our TDB summit coming up on June 24th and 25th with all the info on how to survive and prosper during all this. How to, you know, survive is a big part of it. And we haven't announced the speakers yet, but we should any day now. And some huge people, some people I've been wanting to have on the TDB summit since we started this stuff like 10 years ago, have agreed this year, which is awesome. But I can't let you know just yet. But it will be at tdvsummit.com. And if you want, you can even just go there right now, put your email in. But yeah, if you're still living around people like this, vaccinated is as fuck. It says on one of her numerous fat rolls on her back. Yeah, she could tell everyone she's taking care of her health. She got the jab. And you know, most of the people taking this stuff are people like that. And again, like, it's terrible what's happened to these people. It's just unbelievable how much they've destroyed them. But, you know, a little bit of it too, they have to take responsibility at least somewhat for themselves. Like, the whole system's basically designed to make people like that. But, you know, why didn't I, you know, end up like that, right? Because I actually paid attention. I actually wasn't scared to question things and do my own research, basically. But, yeah, most of those people are going to be probably dead, or at least they won't be able to have kids, which is great. Like, kill Gates. It's like, maybe he's like a hero. Yeah, all these people care about their health. They eat garbage. Like, all processed food. Basically, any processed food is not food. And they're just drinking their Diet Cokes and their big gulps and sitting on their couch, not getting any exercise whatsoever. And they can't figure out why their health's not that good. And it's really sad because it's so easy. Like, go for a walk. Try to go for a walk like every day, right, Lucy? Oh yeah, totally. I kind of miss it if we have a day where we can't go for a walk. It's really important, makes me feel a lot better. Eat some decent food. Like, food you can recognize. Like, something that's not made by a big corporation. Go get some vitamin D, which your body actually makes, but it only makes it if you go out in the sun, because then it realizes, I actually don't even know how it works, but a lot of people living in cities, they basically never even see the sun. Like, here's a chart, like, this is just basic stuff. More vitamin D decreases health problems. And it goes down from like 80% to like 20% for a lot of things, like heart attacks, hypertension, osteoporosis, influenza. Drink some good water, actual pure water. It's called distilled water. Just do those three things. Go for a walk every day. Eat some fruit. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. It's not just a joke. It's true. Eat some salad. Eat something that... If you're going to eat meat, eat like as organic as you can get. And go for a walk. Get some sun. And you'll be pretty much in perfect shape. Oh, and drink distilled water. That's super important. If you do basic, I'm basically saying just drink some good water, eat some decent food, and go for a walk and get some sun. And that's pretty much all it takes. And most people would have no health problems. But do you ever hear that on the news? Do you ever even hear that from a doctor, a medical doctor? No, they don't want you to know that stuff. They're in the business of selling you pills. Meanwhile, the police state continues on. Canada, especially in Quebec, the French Canadian, it's like one of the worst places in Canada. It's basically Ontario and Quebec. It's not as bad in the West yet, although it's getting worse and worse. But yeah, they're still going out. I've heard of some crazy stuff in Australia. They're just beating people. Just the cops just go out. It's like a gang of thugs. And if they see someone outside, they just beat them. Sort of like in India. That's just how it is in India. Well, here's Canada. Policing will never recover from 18 months of civil rights violations and brutality against ordinary citizens. Police will never be trusted or respected again. Feared, yes, but never respected or trusted. I would say before any of this started, police should never be respected or trusted. They're paid for by extortion. They mostly kidnap and extort people for nothing. Basically, protect yourself. I know it's a crazy idea. Just learn how to fight. Carry a knife. Carry some pepper spray. Carry a gun. Of course, most places you're not allowed, but you got to stop listening to the government or you're all going to die. I've been saying this for a while. And I'm just laughing as it continues on. It's like, okay, if y'all want to die, go for it. India has got to be the worst place I've ever seen. Like, I've been to India. I've been to Chennai. I actually went there by accident. I was in Sri Lanka and having a great time, met some cute girls, go watch the cricket at the bar, go to the discos. And I was pretty hungover one morning and my flight was at like noon. And I wake up and the TV was... Actually, I guess I watched TV back then. Whoa, yeah, that was like 15 years ago. Yeah, that's weird. I would never turn on a television in a hotel room. That's like not a thing. But I guess I did, because what happened is I turn on the TV and they go, the Tamil Tigers have just bombed the international airport in, what's the capital of Sri Lanka? Jeopardy music, please. It's like an old detective movie name or something, right? It's like Palumbo. Bam. Did I get it right?
Just like that. That's all there is to it.
But I turn on the TV and they say they're bombing the airport. And my first reaction, I'm not joking at all. Like, I've been like this my whole life. Like, if you think, like, how I talk on these videos is, like, something kind of new. Like, I've changed a lot over the years, but I'm still basically the same. So I wake up hungover. It's 10 in the morning. I'm like, oh, God, why did I book a 12 o'clock flight to Mumbai, India? And I turn on the TV. They say the airport got bombed. And my first reaction is, yes, my flight's going to be delayed. So I go back to sleep. I get a late checkout. I wake up around 2. And, you know, it's like Sri Lanka. And this is like 15 years ago. The internet wasn't that great, like with information and all that. So I figure, okay, it's 2 o'clock. I'll check out. I'll go to the airport, see what's going on. So I go to the airport. Nothing was going on. It was like just any other airport. It was like nothing going on. And I walk up to the airline where I had a ticket. And I said, hey, I had a 10 o'clock flight to Mumbai. And the girl goes, well, why weren't you here at 10? And I was like, didn't the Tamil Tigers bomb the airport this morning? And she's like, yeah, but they do that every day. And I was like, oh. And she goes, yeah, I left like 4 hours ago. And I'm like all hungover still. And I'm like, oh, what else do you got? And she goes, I got Chennai. I said, where's that? And she goes, it's in India. And I said, okay. So go to Chennai. It's kind of a shitty place. Used to be called Jeopardy Music Place, Chennai. I think it used to be called Madras. Did I get it right?
Bam!
But
just like that. That's all there is to it. That's all there is to it.
The hotel guy, Lucy, don't go on the street. Hang on, Lucy. I get a little bored of your stories. I've heard this one like 5 times. No, Lucy sits. I know, Lucy, you've heard a lot of these stories. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah, so I book another ticket. See, I wanted to go to Mumbai, which used to be called Jeopardy Music, Please. I'm pretty sure I got this one right. Might be the first one I got right so far. Bombay? Is that what it used to be called?
Bam!
Anyway, so I went there. I partied with Bollywood starlets at some nightclub. Interesting place. Went to some interesting hotel bars and lounges and food was amazing. It's actually when I fell in love with Indian food. It was actually on the flight from Sri Lanka to Chennai. I actually thought I didn't like it because I didn't like the smell. And then I ate it. I was like, oh my God, I feel so good. What's in this stuff? So anyway, long story to tell you that I've been to India. I stayed a few days in Mumbai. It was kind of weird and shitty. And I forget where I went after that. I probably went back to Thailand. I used to love, I basically lived in Thailand. So I just travel around all the time. So anyway, I haven't seen too much of India. I definitely haven't seen the parts where the cops just like beat you with sticks, but apparently it's all over the place. And here's something. India's Hunger Games. This is by Jayant Bhandari, who actually hosts a conference called Morality and Capitalism, I believe it's called. I've spoken at it. Doug Casey speaks at it almost every year. Great guy. India's Hunger Games. Police here are announcing that those who do not get the vax will not be allowed to leave their homes. Today, judges have no clue about what justice means. India rapidly on a path to becoming a tyrannical banana republic. And here's what happened.
जिनकी उम्र 45 वर्ष और उससे ऊपर है और उन्होंने वैक्सीनेशन कराया है, यदि उस उम्र के व्यापारी हैं जो अपने व्यापारिक प्रतिष्ठान पर बैठते हैं और उन्होंने वैक्सीनेशन नहीं कराया है तो उसको उस व्यापारिक प्रतिष्ठान पर नहीं बैठने दिया जाएगा. ई रिक्शा वाले, ऑटो, बस ड्राइवर आदि या सार्वजनिक स्थानों पर जिन लोगों की उम्र 45 साल है उन्होंने
So that's somewhere in India. The cops with like megaphones going down the street saying, if you don't get the jab, you can't leave your house. And if you do, they'll beat you with sticks. Seems like a great place. And of course, a big part of what's going to happen over the next year, if the genocide doesn't fully happen, a big part of it's going to be just the complete and total economic collapse. And I've got some information on all that. But here's the government sitting in a room on fire. Time to reopen the economy. COVID's economic crisis. Oh, come on, Lucy. Yeah, don't worry, don't worry. I'm right behind you. I thought I saw some birds back there. But we've seen, like, last year, like, this has been going on for a year and a half. Does anyone realize that? Hey, Lucy, let's go up here, a little ways away from the road. That sounds pretty good. But, like, we've seen, like, half of businesses, small businesses, close, like, last year. Well, it's still going on. More than one-third of small businesses, of, like, the half that are remaining, are in jeopardy of closing this summer. As the American economy continues to reopen, some fear it might not happen soon enough to save thousands of small businesses. Data from Alignable's June revenue poll shows that 35% of all small business owners are still at risk of closing permanently by the end of the summer. Among the 3,000 small business owners in the 10 days ended June 1st, Alignable's June revenue poll showed a myriad of factors, including the remaining closures and restrictions, growing inflationary pressures on prices from Janet Yellen and the Federal Reserve, rising gas and transportation prices. This sounds good, doesn't it? And labor shortages are creating problems that affect small businesses more intensely than their corporate partners. The biggest increase in the survey was trouble finding employees, which was identified as a potential closure risk by 55% of respondents, up from just 5% the prior month. For many small business owners, watching millions of Americans collect enhanced unemployment stimmy checks while others make thousands of dollars betting on stocks feels like salt in their wounds.
I know millions of you lost your jobs because I scared you with fake virus models. But this is a complicated psychological operation, and economic collapse was part of our agenda.
Well, thanks, Dr. Frousey. And even McDonald's has been apologizing for understaffing, saying nobody wants to work anymore. Oh, don't you love the socialist stimmy checks? How's that working out? Yep, pretty soon it'll be total collapse, and everyone will be on permanent stimmy checks. It'll be called universal basic income. And along with hyperinflation, it'll turn the US and Canada, they're gonna do it in Canada first, into basically Cuba and Venezuela. Looking forward to that? Hola, chats. There's my wife. Oh, I wonder if they're going for some tacos. Lucy, don't go. Oh, Lucy. Ah, she's gone. She likes going to the car. You stole my Lucy. You stole my Lucy. Aish. Yeah, they tell you everyone gets kidnapped in Mexico. That's what it looks like. Well, we're almost back. They'll probably let her out. Let's see. Come on, I can't do this without Lucy. Everyone's gonna turn off the video now. No one cares about me. All they care about is Lucy. Damn you, Lucy. Come on, Lucy, we're almost done. Okay, but you know I like being in the car too. I know, Lucy. Let's finish this video, we're almost done. We're at the part where everyone turns into communist slaves. Oh yeah, I like that part. So McDonald's says that restaurants across the country, the same sign is popping up. We're short-staffed. Please be patient with the staff that did show up. No one wants to work anymore. A TikTok video has gone viral on social media for showing McDonald's wild apology for lack of staff. The restaurant located somewhere in the United States put up a sign saying that no one wants to work anymore, and hundreds of internet users expressed solidarity. We are short-staffed. Please be patient, reads the controversial sign. The number of customers arriving has already returned to pre-COVID numbers, so people are coming back, but we don't have all the staff we need to do the job to serve them. They're taking advantage of the communist stimmy checks, the tax credits, prolonged unemployment, and they prefer to accept those benefits instead of going back to work. Yeah, why not?
Oh no.
Meme. Meanwhile, we're all getting ready. Klaus Schwab is having his cyber polygon starting on July 9th to plan for their cyber plandemic, and it's already begun. Cyber attacks on U.S. targets are here to stay, says U.S. Commerce Secretary. Regular cyber attacks targeting everything from businesses to basic infrastructure are the new normal. Oh, the new normal. This is the new normal now. We should assume, and businesses should assume, that these attacks are here to stay, and if anything, will intensify. How do they know? Because it's Klaus Schwab, it's Satan Klaus. And what are all these ransomware attacks using? Cryptocurrencies, of course, is way easier. U.S. senators call for increased measures to regulate and trace cryptocurrencies. Two senators on the Intelligence Committee talked about the government's efforts to combat a growing problem of ransomware involving cryptocurrency. Senator Roy Blunt recalled that he and Senator Tom Carper were leading the effort to try to make reporting of ransomware attacks mandatory. However, he said there was a lot of pushback because nobody wanted to report that they'd been hacked. He emphasized that cryptocurrency should not be allowed to be behind the scenes in the entire system. It shouldn't be allowed. People almost always pay the ransom. There are very few consequences, and you can't trace the ransomware. The ransom payment of choice now. Meanwhile, in the UK, Bitcoin faces fresh scrutiny as police call for new powers to freeze crypto assets. Bitcoin is under scrutiny in the UK as the country's largest police force called for new powers to freeze cryptocurrency assets, just days after the financial watchdog said many crypto businesses weren't meeting anti-money laundering standards. Oh, anti-money laundering. Oh, the money laundering. It's called extortion evasion. Yeah, all these ransomware and the cyber plandemic is making all the governments crack down on crypto. I'm so surprised. Well, there's a few cryptos that you can't really crack down on. Can't really even see them. You know, like Monero and what's the other one you like, Lucy? Oh, you know, the pirate chain. That's some pretty good stuff. I got a bunch of that and some Doge. And one of the biggest ransomware attacks, just like last week, in the case of the Colonial Pipeline attack, the firm's network led to fuel shortages across the southeast U.S. Bloomberg reported last week that Colonial Pipeline made a payment of nearly $5 million in untraceable cryptocurrency within hours of the attack, although it did not identify the coin. The New York Times later confirmed that the payment was made in Bitcoin. So yeah, I was reading that. I'm like, untraceable cryptocurrency? Well, there's only like a couple. There's like Monero, Pirate Chain, and a few others. Wow, Nero, AEON. That's about it. So I'm like, okay, so what untraceable currency? They said they use Bitcoin. Well, this came out just in. FBI tracked and recovered millions of cryptocurrency bait Colonial Pipeline ransomware hackers. Yeah, that's what happens when you use Bitcoin. They should have used Monero or Pirate Chain, but I think they're attacking Bitcoin first, because this is obviously Klaus Schwab. And this is so fake. Like, look at this. They already have, this happened like a week ago. There's already a huge FBI report tracking the ransomware Bitcoins. And in this report, it just shows like how they've tracked it all. Like, this is just from, I guess it was about a month ago. So in the last month, they tracked everything because it's all Bitcoin. You can see all the addresses, obviously, because it's all Bitcoin. You can see everything. And here someone says, they found a few million untraceable Bitcoins faster than the $35 trillion in accounting adjustments at the Pentagon.
According to some estimates, we cannot track $2.3 trillion in transactions.
Yeah, they found that fast. They still haven't found that $2.3 trillion that Donald Rumsfeld said went missing the day before 9/11. But here's the weird thing, like, they're saying now they've actually got the Bitcoin. They say they have the private keys. Well, how'd you do that so fast, FBI? Like, if the person had any intelligence, they would be very careful about it. They'd keep their private key. They wouldn't have it tracked back to them. They'd be using VPNs and all kinds of stuff. How does the FBI already have the private keys? Anyone want to guess? Drum roll, please. Because it's the FBI's operation. That's what it always is. Always. That's what the FBI does. School shootings with the CIA. But everyone watches all like 12 hours of programming on their television program every day about CIA and FBI agents saving them from terrorists. They are the terrorists. In any case, all of those articles about the government's trying to crack down on crypto, that's why Monero and Pirate Chain are going to skyrocket. And I'll tell you again, Pirate Chain right now is around $5 still. It was $6 yesterday. Still super cheap. You won't believe where it goes as everyone figures out what's going on. This is all going to happen over the next year or two. But there's lots of interesting stuff going on in Bitcoin with El Salvador saying that they're going to make Bitcoin legal tender, which is very interesting. It's the first country on Earth that's recognized. Liberland, of course, already says Bitcoin's its currency, I believe, or Monero, or both. But first sort of recognized country, El Salvador. And they also say they'll have zero capital gains tax for Bitcoin. Since it'll be a legal currency. So that's interesting. So there's a few sort of options for crypto people out there. If you live in the USSA, I've been saying for years, get out. If you're into crypto, they're gonna come after all you guys. Look at everyone, like Charlie Schramm, everybody. Ross Ulbricht, everybody. Everyone's in jail. And, you know, Puerto Rico's pretty good. It's got like 0% capital gains, I think, on crypto and like 2% tax or something. And you're still considered kind of like in the U.S. and Puerto Rico, but basically you don't have to pay taxes. It's like a tax haven for Americans. And now it looks like El Salvador might turn into something like that. It is possible. And Bitcoin, as always, has something pretty cool. This El Salvador headline was embedded in the 686,604th block of Bitcoin and shall remain there until the end of time. Bitcoin will have legal validity in El Salvador. I've already seen a lot of people talk about moving there. Looks like they're going to be very open for business for crypto stuff. And that's one of the amazing things is if some countries go against the rest of them and open things up, they're going to see huge economic booms, like massive. And even Forbes has already said, if President Bukele's Bitcoin proposal becomes law, El Salvador could become one of the most significant monetary centers in the world. And the president of El Salvador, he's like on Twitter all the time. He's like the Donald Trump of El Salvador. He's just always on Twitter. And here he is posting that Tron, a cryptocurrency, has announced that they're moving their offices to El Salvador. So that's all very interesting. Saw someone post this on the internet, someone named Stephen Cole. Any entity embracing Bitcoin is good for economic sovereignty. Individuals, corporations, cities, nation states. It sounds backwards, but even authoritarian states like North Korea buying Bitcoin would be a boon for freedom. Most state power comes from the ability of central banks to manipulate the money supply. Since they can't control the rules of Bitcoin, any adoption helps take that power from central banks and give it back to the holders of the money. But while it's great for Bitcoin, it's even more important for the people of El Salvador. 70% don't have access to banking infrastructure. And many have had to stomach the predatory fees of the traditional remittance options like Western Union to survive. It also kicks the game theory into high gear. It's risky to be the first nation to adopt Bitcoin, but it's even riskier to be the last. This should spur more leaders to think about whether it's in the interest of their national security to be next. Yeah, that's interesting. We'll see if the Pentagon and the Department of Defense and all those guys, see if they do some sort of a terrorist attack in El Salvador to try to stop them from doing this. But we're already seeing other countries just all popping up now. So a bunch of them. So here's a Brazilian politician. He tweeted out laser eyes to 100K talking about Bitcoin. And here's a Paraguayan politician saying that, well, let me see if I can translate this. I do speak decent Spanish. our country needs to advance in a way for the new generation. This moment has arrived, our moment. This week, we're going to start with a project, an important project to innovate in Paraguay in front of the world. El verdadero to the moon. Bitcoin and PayPal. And he's got the laser eyes. So we'll see what's going to happen here. Very interesting. There's so many things going on. We're basically in a whole collapse of the financial monetary system right now. There's going to be things we don't expect. And that's three countries in Latin America in the last couple of days that are all saying they're going to legalize Bitcoin as legal tender. That is very interesting. And we'll see what happens. But as I've been pointing out, first of all, Bitcoin can't really be used as cash. It's just too slow and too expensive, except for larger transactions. Now, some people are starting to get on Lightning Network, but that's a whole other story, and it's very small still. So we'll see what happens there. But the big issue with Bitcoin is everything's tracked, and people are going to realize that more and more. And the more they do, the more they're going to be getting into privacy coins like Monero and Pirate Chain. Yep, fuck Big Brother. So stay tuned for our Dollar Vigilante Summit, TDV's virtual summit coming up June 24th and 25th. Tons of information on all this stuff, how to survive, all this stuff. And I can now basically announce that the Crypto Vigilante will be releasing its next coin pick. The last one they did was about 10 months ago at 5 cents. It was Pirate Chain. It went up to $16, currently $5. For about a 30,000% gain, you can do the math on that. I think if you put in $1,000 or $5,000, you would have over $1 million. And a lot of people did. A lot of TCV subscribers are very happy. And they're releasing their next one. And they're saying the date they're going to release it is on June 21st. So that's the first day of summer. They sort of picked that date, I think, for that reason, because we're getting ready for the dark winter. So you want to make as much capital as you can right now before everything gets crazy, possibly this winter. And it's another coin that could go up, very similar to Pirate Chain. So if you want to subscribe to that, and you're crazy if you don't, I'll put the link here. I think you can go to dollarvigilante.com/subscribe to sign up for the Crypto Vigilante as well. I think it's an option there. If not, I'll put the Crypto Vigilante, the exact link to sign up for that, which includes the Dollar Vigilante anyway. It's all included. And I would suggest to people, sign up now because you want to get used to how everything works. You want to get on our Telegram chat. You want to start talking with people. You want to understand how the newsletter works ahead of time so that you're ready on June 21st to find out what this is, and then you'll be a lot more prepared to get it. And yeah, it's another going to be huge one. I'm super excited about it. In many ways, it's just as exciting as Pirate Chain. And I can't say any more, but it's got the exact same potential as Pirate Chain. And Pirate Chain is going to go easily, I think, double digits very soon, next few weeks probably, and probably like 30, 50 as soon as it's on a major exchange, which I think is going to happen soon. And then there's all these DEXs coming out, ThorChain. Soon you'll be able to trade direct, decentralized, no KYC, nothing, from Pirate Chain to things like Bitcoin and stuff like that. And once that happens, Pirate Chain is going to go into the hundreds or thousands of dollars. And this one's very similar. So if you don't want to miss out on that, sign up, dollarvigilante.com/subscribe. And I think I'll leave it there. What do you think of all that, Lucy? Well, you know, I love that Pirate Chain. I'm a huge Pirate Chain fan. I've got lifetime supply of tacos basically just from Pirate Chain, so I'm looking forward to that. And, I just say people subscribe to our channel here and subscribe to Crypto Vigilante to get the next big pick. I'll be getting that as well. I'm already selling a bit of Doge, getting ready. Doge is kind of crap anyway. I don't really like Elon, but, us dogs, we got in on the pre-mine. But anyway, we're done with our walk, and I see you got some chicken tacos here. Don't mind if I do. Oh, that's real good. Let me finish this up, and I'll give everyone cash out.
2020. No one saw this coming, except we did. The dollar and the financial system are in collapse. What should you do? In a cashless universal income world, how will you stay private and profit? Get gold, buy silver, go cashless on your own terms. The Crypto Vigilante offers the best anarcho-capitalist cryptocurrency advice in the world. The only professional crypto market analysis from a voluntarist, agorist, Austrian economics perspective. The only newsletter that teaches you operational security and privacy. There is no crypto without cryptography. Rafael Laverde, TCV analyst. Get ready, get mobile, get private, get out. Jeff Berwick, TDV founder. Crypto is not a trend. It's a revolution. Join us. Sign up at dollarvigilante.com/TCV. Visit dollarvigilante.com/TCV.